Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jajunya Mehta with the evening news. The headlines. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says center approves over 338 crore rupees to boost agri and allied sectors in Nagaland. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh congratulates armed forces on success of Operation Sindoor. Deputy Chief Minister Yantunga Patton leads Tiranga Yatra in Wokha. And the second edition of Miss Universe Nagaland to take place on June 11 in Kohima. And now the news in detail. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the central government has approved over 338 crore rupees to boost agriculture and allied sectors in Nagaland. He said this after inaugurating the administrative cum academic block of the College of Veterinary Sciences, Jaluki.
25-26 में यहाँ के बागवानी से लेकर बाकी सब चीजों के पर काम के लिए मैकनाइजेशन प्रड्रा पोर्ट्रा अलग अलग जितने काम है उनके लिए 338 करोड़ 83 लाख रुपए हमने स्वीकृति दी है। ये 338 करोड़ 83 लाख रुपया इन कामों पर खर्च किए जाएंगे जो नागालैंड के किसान की बेहतरी के लिए या खेती की बेहतरी के लिए काम करेंगे।
Emphasizing the immense potential of Nagaland's agriculture sector, the minister said with the right infrastructure and environment in place, the state's producers can reach national and international markets. Mr. Chauhan also emphasized on integrated farming, including animal husbandry, pisciculture and apiculture for sustainability. He proposed setting up dedicated teams involving local youth, students and university researchers to engage directly with farmers across the districts and ensure scientific knowledge reaches the grassroots level. On the occasion, the union minister also inaugurated the farmers' fair. Speaking at the event, Nagaland Governor Laganesan termed the inauguration a step towards strengthening the rural economy of the state.
Today marks not just the expansion of economic infrastructure, but the significant stride toward strengthening the rural economy and agriculture development in Nagaland.
The governor reaffirmed the government's commitment to advancing veterinary education and inclusive agricultural growth. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that Operation Sindoor is India's impregnable and strong response to terror being exported from Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir for the last several decades now. Addressing troops at Army's 15th Corps Badami Bagh Cantonment, he commended Indian armed forces for their valor, bravery and meticulous work while executing Operation Sindoor. He said that the country is proud of the armed forces for their courage, commitment and determination in safeguarding the motherland.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री माननीय नरेंद्र मोदी जी के कुशल नेतृत्व और मार्गदर्शन में ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान आपने जो कुछ भी किया है उस पर पूरे देश को गर्व की अनुभूति हो रही है। मैं अभी भले ही आपका रक्षा मंत्री हूं, लेकिन उससे पहले तो मैं भारत का एक नागरिक हूं। रक्षा मंत्री के साथ साथ मैं आज भारत के नागरिक के रूप में भी आप सबके प्रति आभार व्यक्त करने के लिए यहाँ मौजूद हूँ।
Questioning the safety of nuclear weapons in the hands of Pakistan, he said Pakistan nuclear weapons should be taken under the supervision of International Atomic Energy Agency. This is the defense minister's first visit to Jammu and Kashmir after India launched Operation Sindoor. Tiranga Yatra was held in Wokha district today to celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor. Led by Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister Yantunga Patton, the Yatra commenced from town hall and concluded at police point aimed to condemn terrorism and honor the Indian Armed Forces. Members of various political parties, civil society groups, students and local citizens participated in the Yatra, chanting patriotic slogans and waving the tricolor. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Patton condemned terrorism and lauded Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in safeguarding national security. The Ex-Servicemen Association of Wokha, with 645 members, pledged continued support to the nation and assured their services whenever called upon. A minute of silence was observed for fallen soldiers and the event concluded with a national anthem. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Operation Sindoor has lit a fire in the heart of the nation. The daring and calculated mission by the Indian Armed Forces struck deep at the roots of terror beyond the border. It has echoed India's sentiment loud and clear that it will not bow to fear but stand tall in unity. Let's hear from one proud citizen sharing her thoughts.
Operation Sindoor is interpreted as a symbol of India's identity, which aroused the feelings of nationalism, unity, deliverance, justice, national pride, and communal harmony even today. This operation also made Indians rethink about their culture and the supreme sacrifices made. This operation can be considered as the revival or rebirth of India's unity and her strength.
Operation Sindoor is not just a mission, it is a message that India will always rise to defend its own and respond with united strength. The highly anticipated second edition of Miss Universe Nagaland is set to take place on June 11 in Kohima. Addressing media persons today, Beauty and Aesthetics Society of Nagaland BASN President Mele Pucho announced that the society has officially decided to host the Miss Universe Nagaland pageant, citing the growing interest and enthusiasm among young women in beauty pageants. He said that over the past few years, Nagaland has made impressive strides in beauty pageants and emphasized the significant potential and opportunities available in this field for aspiring talents. Mr. Pucho also informed that auditions for Miss Universe Nagaland will be held on May 17 in Dimapur.
So this year, you know, our society has decided to not just organize an audition, but also organize a Miss Universe Nagaland pageant, which is going to be taking place in Kohima itself on June 11th at Parasempa Kohima. And we have scheduled the audition for the Miss Universe Nagaland on the 17th of this month, 17th of May, in Dimapur at Westside Mall, Paramail, at 12 noon onwards. We have already received a lot of applicants for the audition, but we will also be opening a sport registration for those who are still interested.
BASN Media Secretary Sarah Konyak shared that the reigning Miss Universe India Rhea Singha will be one of the judges for the grand finale. Miss Sarah also revealed that the Department of Tourism, Government of Nagaland will be the official partner, while the Task Force of Music and Arts will serve as the official venue partner for the main event.
We are also very pleased to announce that Tourism Government of Nagaland is one of our official partners for Miss Universe Nagaland 2025. And we are also very pleased to announce that Task Force for Music and Arts will be our official venue partner for the main event that is on 11th of June. Well, apart from BASN acquiring the Nagaland franchise, Laminant Entertainment Private Limited, they had appointed state directors where our president, Mr. Mele Pucho, is the state director for Nagaland.
The winner of Miss Universe Nagaland will represent the state at the upcoming Miss Universe India pageant. The BASN invites all interested individuals aged 18 years and above to participate in the pageant and take the opportunity to showcase their talent, confidence, and passion for the world of beauty and fashion. And in a fatal road accident early this morning, two individuals lost their lives and two others sustained critical injuries after their Bolero vehicle plunged 300 meters into a deep gorge at Tiesepur Old Chumukedima Heritage Village along the bypass road. The incident occurred around 12:30 a.m. However, it was reported to the police only at around 6:30 a.m., following which a rescue operation was launched at 7 a.m. with the assistance of local residents. The deceased were identified as Zayasito Hegen, 24, year of Ziliang tribe, and Akami and Shohei, 26 year of Sumi tribe. The injured have been identified as Peter Kihomong, 24 year from Yimkang tribe, and 25-year-old Chingong Pom. All four victims were reportedly students. Authorities confirmed that the bodies of the deceased have been handed over to their respective families. The two injured individuals are currently receiving treatment at the Christian Institute of Health Sciences and Research, Dimapur, and their conditions are reported to be critical. The exact cause of the accident remained ascertained. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan says center approves over 338 crore rupees to boost agri and allied sectors in Nagaland. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulates armed forces on success of Operation Sindoor. Deputy Chief Minister Yantungo Patton leads Tiranga Yatra in Wokha. And the second edition of Miss Universe Nagaland to take place on June 11 in Kohima. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.